Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
They've admitted we don't have the adults. Al Gore says this, we're going right for your children.
Strong and full of life.
But wait, what's that you've got there? It looks like you've got a case of the humans. To be a healthy Earth, all of your elements must be in equilibrium. However, these parasites slaughter all other forms of life. Guzzle your natural resources. And poison your atmosphere. Once contracted, humans act quickly. They multiply over 300,000 a day, consuming anything that crosses their path. Earth is just the start. Who knows what's next?
I just played for you the 2007 Berlin Film Festival winner of short films. It's called Humans by Three Legs, and it shows humans not just a scourge on the planet Earth, the people that brought you Beethoven, the folks that brought you mathematics, the mind of Max Planck envisioning atomic theory, and that's humans. We are a scourge, and it shows us unfortunately spreading to space and destroying the universe at the end. I mean, this is incredible. And I was just thinking this morning about how many video clips. I mean, I have ABC News Australia, the headline, Teaching Kids When to Die. And it says if you don't kill yourself by 11 or 14 in the calculations, even if you try to have a good carbon footprint, you must die at 14. Little animals die. And it shows little puppies having their heads chopped up. In fact, guys, pull up the ABC story. ABC tells kids when to die, and then we have the Prison Planet article that actually has screenshots because they pulled it of the heads being cut off of small animals. So the message is small animals are dying, and I talk to parents who still have their children in private school and government brainwashing camps. That's why I homeschool my children. And their young daughters and sons will start crying when they see a construction site or bulldozers, and they say, I need to die. I mean, I've had people at pool parties, you know, tell me this. Their children cry. It's, you know, seven-year-olds. It's time for me to die. I'm evil. And then we have, of course, this 1010 project funded through the Climate Exchange and Al Gore, The Guardian, local governments in England funding it, saying it's your choice. And the kids say, I don't want to make carbon cuts. And so they murder them. They blow them up with guts and blood. And then those that submit to the tyranny, they have blood all over them and are horrified. Then they kill footballers and blow up coaches and blow up talk show hosts. And they have a corporate scene where the corporate boss is standing above all his employees with an arrogant, effeminate, behavior these people always have for some reason, and says, oh, lovely, you're not going to do it? Good, I get to kill you. And kills them. So then I have this article. An alternative to the new wave of ecofascism, The Guardian says why these calls for total tyranny and Nazism are bad. We just need a soft, loving tyranny. So there's a total shift to them saying, look, you won't go along with this, we're going to kill you. Dillingpole, an expert on this, joins us, and we're going to later play a short clip of Pachauri saying, hey, we're going to scare the kids. And they've admitted, we don't have the adults. Al Gore says this, we're going right for your children. So are you going to let them indoctrinate your children with an anti-human hate of themselves and how to commit suicide? These people are totally criminal. I mean, they're trying to arrest members of Parliament in Europe who criticize Muslims mildly for hate crime. Is this not a hate crime? Teaching kids to commit suicide? And that was 11 years ago, 2007, anti-human agenda exposed, now at Banned on Video. Share it while you still can. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Steven Crowder coming up.
I am taping this update on the morning of Tuesday, October 19th, 2021, to let all of our great radio and TV listeners know that Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, that's been sold out for a long time, is back in stock with a 95% curcuminoid level that's so good for inflammation and more, for 40% off for a limited time, that it goes back to regular price in 1 week. That's Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, back in stock, 40% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. And VasoBeats is selling out fast. So good for your heart, your lungs, your cardiovascular system. Creates nitrous oxide in the blood. It's a really strong concentrate as well. It's 50% off. Krill oil selling out fast, 40% off. Oh, my God. You think fish oil is good? This is amazing. Krill oil. DNA Force Plus. I've extended that for a few more days. 40% off, back in stock. Amazing. Down and Out, 50% off. It's got 8 different natural compounds for deeper, cleaner sleep. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
2 years ago, it was revealed communist Chinese agents stole super deadly viruses out of a Canadian lab and transferred them to Bill Gates' operative, Fauci and Daszak. That's now all confirmed, hitting mainstream news around the world. They transferred the virus that had a 40% kill rate in humans that were infected. Now they've souped it up, be airborne, and kill 80%. Bill Gates is telling you, running drills right now, that a more deadly virus is coming. And now we learn, the virus, for the first time, has appeared in the wild in India. Can you put two and two together? Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't the 1990s film, 12 Monkeys. This isn't fiction. This is happening right now. But as the plot of the film showed, it's about a global elite wanting depopulation and pulling the trigger.
Excuse me, sir. Would you mind letting me have a look at the contents of your bag, please?
Biological samples. I have the papers right here.
Well, I'm going to have to ask you to open this up, sir.
Open it? Well, yes, of course.
You're not, man. You'll have to get in the line.
See? Biological. Check the papers. It's all proper. Permit.
It's empty.
Well, yes, to be sure. It looks empty. I assure you it's not.
No, ma'am, I don't have to understand. You have to get in.
There you see. Also invisible to the naked eye. It doesn't even have an odor.
That's not necessary, sir. There you go. Thank you for your cooperation. Have a good flight.
To look for unusual things, and we're seeing unusual deaths. We're seeing secondary deaths from people just, you know, giving off something, whether it's the vaccine or some component of it that's killing other people around them. So
who didn't receive the injection?
Who didn't receive the vaccine? The most compelling one is a 1-month-old baby that was breastfeeding. Mother gets the second Pfizer shot. Baby dies of rare thrombocytopenia, which is one of the things I've written a paper about that's going to be published on the event, thrombocytopenia following this drug.
Thrombocytopenia, folks, is when you don't make any platelet cells. And platelet cells, and when you got to have, don't make any platelet cells, your blood doesn't clot, and you can bleed to death.
Right. So it's an unusual, this is not anything we've seen before. It's not the thrombocytopenia that you and I have seen as physicians in the past. Totally different animal. And this is happening. That's the kind of thing that should stop any other vaccine program. But this is not a vaccine program. This is something else. And it's interesting that they're now telling pregnant women they can get it, children they can get it. But I'm going to read from one of the studies. It says, reproductive toxicity, animal studies of potential toxicity to reproduction and development have not yet been completed. Neither genotoxicity, meaning how it damages your genome, your DNA or RNA, or carcinogenicity studies were performed. However, the components of the vaccine are not expected to have genotoxic potential. I'm comforted by that.
That's Dr. Lee Merritt. I have some family, pretty close family, doesn't listen to me. Took the Pfizer shot and now has the platelet disease. Out of nowhere, 3 months after the shots, and is now being put on hospice preparing to die. They have no platelets. I just learned that in the last few days. It is a soft kill weapon. It's being unrolled against us now, but it's not just scientists and doctors like Merritt that are out telling the truth. I saw this clip this morning of this amazing lady, everything she says is true, on Instagram, simply stating the facts of this criminal gaslighting.
Had a gentleman argue with me today, saying that the unvaxxed are dying at a rapid rate compared to the vaccinated. Okay. He wanted me to show him proof and not to tell him to look up his own research. So I provided him with CDC stats and the FDA, where they recalled the PCR test because they were 200% wrong on their positive cases. that was overlooked, completely ignored. I sent him article after article about how West Virginia governor said that 97% of people in the hospitals are double vaxxed. That doesn't count. So imagine still 2 years later thinking that this is about a virus. Imagine still thinking that this is not a power grab by the government. Imagine still thinking that masks save lives. Imagine still thinking that if you're unvaccinated, you're going to die. Even though there's a 99.7%. I have had COVID. Do you know what I did? I took Advil. And that was fine. I've had worse colds. Why do these people think that getting COVID is an automatic death sentence? Also, why are people only dying in the hospitals? Why aren't more people asking, why? Is discernment dead? Is common sense dead? Do these people literally just watch their TV screens and go, okay, all right, yeah, it doesn't make sense, but I'm going to live it. I want this movie to end because I have lost respect for half of society.
Well, I'm ready to vote for her for president right now. I don't even know her name. She wants off this effing ride. If you want to know what living inside the New World Order is going to be like, well, look in the mirror, because you're inside just the beginning of it. And as you notice, it gets worse by the minute. Thanks for joining us on this live original October 19th transmission. And I see a lot of listeners email us and they call us and they say, man, all you talk about is the vaccine. All you talk about is the Great Reset. All you talk about is the New World Order, because it's everything. It's going to destroy our way of life and finally kill us. This is modern war. I know they're teaching five-year-olds how to get blowjobs. We already know that. I know there's Satan worshipers everywhere. Hell, I got Reuters right here. 200,000 children raped in France by clergy alone, government admits. Total pedophile rings run the government. You can take one look at Macron. He was one they used at age 12 as a sex operative. I know all that. I know the Federal Reserve's private. I've been on there 28 years saying it. The New World Order is now attacking us. It's the Tyrannosaurus Rex eating us. I can talk about the pack of gremlins that run around behind it all day long, but this is the big world government, world ID, carbon tax, controlling everything you do. And it's just Reuters, just a minor headline. Yeah, 200,000 kids raped, sold to sex slavery, some killed, no big deal. But none of it exists, CNN says, and Twitter. Oh, you know, Alex Jones is crazy, there's no pedophile rings. Oh, no, 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 no. And the UN and NATO just run giant operations. Yes, pure evil got control, it multiplied, it took over, and now we're being attacked. So, same thing in Germany, all run by the CIA, all run by the globalists to bring down the society. Because if they can't kill babies before they're born, they're sure as hell going to rape them. So, here's the deal. This is what happens every day. I study at night. I get up at 5 in the morning, sometimes 4:30 in the morning. I'm super well researched. I get in here and have like hundreds of articles, hundreds of clips. They're all totally insane. You just saw a bunch of them. That's not 1% of what I got today. And I got Steven Crowder coming up in 15 minutes. And I got something. You want to hear about the virus? Well, most of you do, I know. You understand it's a takeover. You get what this is about. This is the fight now for the whole world government. But there's bigger news that just broke on the virus front. Fauci cooked up something that kills 80% of people.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Song, but very pretty lyrics. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us on this live October 19th, 2021 transmission that the power structure is working as hard as it can to shut down. Okay, let me tell you what we got coming up for you today. I was on Steven Crowder's show a few weeks ago in Dallas. Love the show. Super funny, super talented, super smart crew, and, of course, their main star, Steven Crowder, who is a shining star of liberty. And they've told him a lot that if he criticizes the anointed protected group, amongst all the protected groups, is the trans male, the males that give up their masculinism to become female, they believe. And I don't hate people that want to do that or say that. I do hate them trying to be the center of attention and take over my life and go into women's bathrooms and show their penises to people, because there is that group of them doing that the media is defending, and also raping women inside, you know, bathroom stalls. And the press even covers for that, as you know. Well, he's been told, don't you dare talk about it anymore. When, you know, men go to prison saying they're a woman, they go, oh, you're a woman. Oh, well, we'll just put you in a prison so you can rape and impregnate women. He dared criticize that, so they gave him another strike, and one more he's banned off YouTube, where he's as big as Joe Rogan ever was on YouTube. Everything he does gets millions of views. And that's despite all of them shadow banning him. So a lot of people say, hey, Alex, you know, all you talk about is the Great Reset and the carbon tax and the forced vaccines and all of that. We really like it when you talk about the culture wars. Well, you know, the COVID thing is the big culture war. It's the big takeover. It's the divide and conquer tactic. It's the blaming people that don't take the shots for all the sicknesses and while the globalists actually depopulate the general public. I mean, this is the big extermination move. But it is important to look at the other aspects they've got to depopulate and deindustrialize the West. And in China, they have a one-child policy where they kill the little girls mainly. In some towns, they have 2-to-1 boys born in the last 30 years in China. They've gotten rid of that. Now they have 3 children the government wants them to have, because now they've broken with the globalists to a great extent, at least in that policy. They're now going with a more race-based type system that you would call more nationalistic in the vernacular. But race-based nationalism. But here, you need to understand that at the end of the day, from the Tavistock Institute, and from the Carnegie Endowment and from the CIA, they developed and deployed this transgenderism in the 50s, began to gestate it in the 60s, and began deploying it in the 70s, 80s, and 90s as the West one-child policy. If you can't kill one of the children before they're ever born or keep them from being born, you need to kill their fertility. And if you give girls or boys puberty blockers or physically chop off and mutilate their genitals, their ovaries or their testicles, then they do become a genetic eunuch so that they cannot have any progeny. And so let's just say what it is in their own literature. They can fancy it all up and have Caitlyn Jenner flapping around in a in an owl outfit on TV, you know, just it's horrific. It's absolutely disgusting that that wins Women of the Year. I mean, if you're going to have a man saying it's a woman winning a thing of the year, can they at least look like a good-looking woman or something? I mean, it's just all about an assault on humanity, an assault on our children, our women, our men, our boys, our girls, what we are by this scientific mad scientist takeover that wants us to accept all these horrors of human-animal hybrids. Well, they first got you to get you to accept Caitlyn Jenner, who looks like an old, evil, snapping turtle with a big wig on. Or drag queen story time with convicted pedophiles all over the country, in many cases, dressed up like It the Clown, scarier than It the Clown. I expect them to be hiding in a drainage ditch somewhere, you know, when little kids out there playing with their paper boat. And you go set your kids on the altar of their swollen crotches. They have all the videos of this. That is a ritual, ladies and gentlemen, to make you praise it, to make you be part of the in-group, because you'll praise something you know is a fraud. Like, oh, you're twice as likely to get sick or die from the vaccine. That's the federal government's own numbers. But CNN says it's safe and effective. That's gaslighting. So here is the banned video from YouTube. And I'd love to take the credit and say, oh, the most banned guy on the Internet, Alex Jones, is the reason he got the strike. No, it's specifically for the skit they did that I was part of. I'm just not going to take the credit here because I don't get the credit. Here is a piece of that. We'll come back with the man, Stephen Crowder.
Here's another story that's going on. We're ready for the story, right,
yep.
Court of Black Garrett?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Are we ready, though?
I don't know that I'm ever ready.
I don't know that we want to be ready.
But the Women's Liberation Front, oh. I already hate this.
Yes, I do.
The worst.
Yeah.
Reported at least one woman at the Central California women's facility was pregnant after a male, transgender male prisoner was transferred there. Keep in mind, the male prisoner was permitted to transfer under the new California law, SB 132. Which allows biological males.
Mm-mm-mm.
We're not supposed to use the term biological males now. What's the term we're supposed to use?
Like person with penis or something?
Person?
Yes.
No, it's something else, male.
Lady McBalls?
Yes.
Seating person?
Yeah.
Feeding
person? Is that what a seating person?
I don't know.
No, I just made that up.
I heard, but I had read at Vox that it's hateful to say biological males. So I don't know. Okay. They're a different term. Like Latinx. Go say that to the Latin king. See how it turns out.
Yeah. Let us know what the term is.
Sooner or later, someone's getting 9 teardrop tattoos. They just look like Pieros.
Used to call them dad.
So under SB 132, it allows biological males to use women's locker rooms, homeless shelters, and prisons. To the point that now condoms have been issued within the prison.
What?
Yeah, this is part of the protocol to ensure that sex between inmates, which is illegal, by the way, would be safe. So they need to make sure that it's safe sex in an all-females prison where they cannot get pregnant. And so all women. Pregnancy. Immaculate conception?
Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people, for there is born to you a baby in this cell, and this shall be a sign unto you of...
A virgin birth? A miracle?
No. Your cellmate, that guy dressed as a woman, he's going to rape you.
I'm a girl.
Repeatedly.
That read rough on the paper.
It really did.
It really did.
And who could have seen this coming?
Good old Alex Jones as our angle to soften the blow.
He did a great job.
I don't apologize for it.
I see a whole Con Air remake where prisoners just try to get swapped over to the women's prison.
Yes.
And we're not trying to get free.
Is Alex Jones in that remake? I want to watch that.
I would absolutely go to a woman's jail instead.
They'll recast Nicolas Cage as the new Nicolas Cage with the hair transplant.
Right.
Yeah.
The drunk one?
Yeah.
I'm still crazy.
Yeah.
I'm still on the plane, but I have more hair.
All right, funniest show on the Internet and TV. The good old Stephen Crowder coming up on the other side. Stay with us.
I'm taping this message on the morning of Tuesday, October 19th, 2021, and I've got some great news to report to the listeners. For at least 1 week, we're going to be able to run a sale with Bobby's Ultimate Turmeric Formula that just got back in stock after being sold out almost 5 months because of supply chain breakdowns. It has a 95% curcuminoid level. Most of the turmeric supplements have a 5 to 10% curcuminoid level. Our leading competitor has a 75% curcuminoid level. This is a special proprietary concentrate. It is so good for inflammation, for your immune system, as an antioxidant, for your whole body. It's documented. It's amazing. Everybody knows that turmeric is an incredible thing that God created. And Bodies is the strongest and best you're going to find. And it's back in stock. And it funds the InfoWar. 40% off for a limited time. That goes back to regular price right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're running this special for 1 week.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Thank you.
We've got him. He is the evil Steven Crowder, censored, ladies and gentlemen, by YouTube yet again for daring to talk about that third rail that is untouchable, that most protected of all groups, men, that are basically taking over women's spaces. And Dave Chappelle dared to say that it's like white guys wearing blackface pretending to be black. Well, that's what it's like having men saying they're women. So joining us is Steven Crowder with, of course, his super hit show that's basically everywhere you can find it. And I was really honored to be on with him a few weeks ago in studio up by Dallas. So, Steven, great to have you on.
Well, you're the reason that I'm gone, so I guess I'm thanking you. That sketch was... I don't apologize for it. I think it was hysterical. And I think, you know what, looking back, I don't know if I would have had you playing Gabriel. That seems to have gotten us into some hot water.
Well, absolutely. I mean, my family loved it. The listeners loved it. The viewers loved it. Thanks for letting us play it. Why do you think that upset them so badly?
Here's the interesting thing, Alex, is there's a carve-out on YouTube for comedy. To be clear, there is a carve-out for comedy as far as protected speech. So this, obviously, I think Alex Jones playing the angel Gabriel, letting Mary know in a cell that it won't be a virgin birth, but a transgender. Look, I don't even need to finish the premise, and it's very clearly meant to be a joke. Not only that, Alex, you were here. You know that on that show, the whole joke was we were tiptoeing around the fact that we couldn't even acknowledge the differences between biological men who identify as women versus women, and that's the premise for an immaculate conception. So the whole joke is a not joke, that we can't actually make the joke. And the interesting thing, Alex, is I don't know if you guys have the overlays from this, but the lawyer from YouTube, and I said this yesterday, I find some solace in the fact that they're a very expensive hourly attorney, sent a letter specifying what infraction we committed. And you know, coincidentally, it happened to go up immediately, just hours after we did an entire show on the Loudoun County situation, you know, the bisexual boy in a skirt who raped multiple girls in Loudoun County. We got the letter from the lawyer immediately afterward. But in there, they said you cannot, and of course, insert here, incite violence, commit hate speech. But then it said, or indicate that transgender individuals may pose a rape threat to women. That language encompasses everything on the topic of bathroom bills. That language, just to be clear, what's so concerning to me is there were 100 parents, right, at Loudoun County who were protesting the school board because this young girl was raped by a bisexual boy in a skirt. I don't really know what gender they consider that. That's how it was reported. But parents wanted to protest in general, saying, well, we are opposed to this. Why are you opposed to this? Parents at a town hall, parents at a PTA meeting, we think that letting biological boys or girls with penises, as you guys call, we think that letting them into the girls' rooms could be a potential rape risk. Boom. Banned. You can say it in the real town square, but you can't say it in the digital one. And that is unprecedented, what we're experiencing here.
Well, I mean, actually, the father went to protest about the reported rape of his daughter by the man in the skirt, and they did arrest him. They did put him in handcuffs. And so, really, this is out of control. And then we learned he'd been transferred to another school where another rape reportedly happened. And then Yahoo News tried to say it didn't exist, but later had to admit, okay, there are two police reports. There have been arrests. And so just like the guy out at the spa in L.A., the Asian spa, who went into the hot tub with the grandma, the mother, and the 9-year-old girl and, you know, talked about sex, turned out he was a convicted sex offender.
And to be clear, I want to be really clear about something here. I have never, ever said that all transgender people are rapists. I've never even said and wouldn't say that most transgender people are racist. Why? Because I don't believe it. Now, I think some are, and I think some, even heterosexual males who are predators, will use it as a guise to commit acts of sexual assault. I don't care how someone actually identifies. I care about mitigating the risk of sexual assault in female-only spaces. That's the concern here. And people try to say that it's anti-trans. No, look, we're at a certain point where it's pro-women. That's what we're talking about. And this is incredibly concerning. I mean, keep in mind, that guy was vilified. We're talking about the dad whose daughter was raped, okay? Let's be really clear about this. The daughter was raped. Let's put this in context, everybody. The FBI, DOJ wants to investigate parents for complaining at town hall meetings. Okay, I want you to put yourself in this guy's shoes. Your daughter's raped. And when, by the way, confirmed by a rape test kit. This isn't just a Me Too bad date thing. People can look it up, okay? Your daughter's raped. The school board does nothing. You think you'd do a little bit more than protest angrily? Come on, guys. This is just people trying to sit and judge. When we talk about not being judgmental, how about we put ourselves in the shoes of that dad? You guys are going to judge him as though he's a threat to society because he got unruly because his daughter was raped? We have entire films that use that as a premise for us to get on board with the good guy. It was called Death Wish. So it's just amazing to me that we try and act as though, oh, both sides of this equation. No, not both sides of this equation. One side. A father's daughter was raped by something that was preventable. The school did nothing about it. They didn't want to acknowledge it. And this is what they always do, right? They say, well, hold on a second. You can acknowledge specific instances of a sexual assault where it's happened. And then they say, but it's never happened. Just like I said at a school board. Well, you can't make any broad generalizations, which is what would be required to oppose this policy before it happens, right? And they say, but you're allowed to cite specific examples of individuals. And then you go to the school board and say, okay, what about this? They say that never happened. That's the issue that we're talking about. When you talk about the California state prison system, you say, okay, well, what about these pregnancies? It never happened. We don't have evidence that it was from a transgender individual. We just know a woman got pregnant in prison. Oh, okay. All right. Well, I thought we were following the science, so my mistake.
Well, I know this. We're playing a clip from the famous Alfred Hitchcock film, Psycho, with Norman Bates dressed as his mother, who he had dead stuffed in the basement with cabbage leaves. And so all I'm saying is we've known throughout culture and history that a lot of crazy people, both in fiction and nonfiction, like to dress up as women. Also, a lot of pedophiles like to dress up as women to trick children into their white raper vans. I mean, this has all come out. So there's this leftist Hollywood fetish with men dressing up like women coming after women and children. And there is a certain percentage of predators that want to be able to hide in restrooms. And when women come in, rape them, and it's happening all over the world. And so the fact that that's happening is real, and the left is trying to cover it up.
Well, let's also be clear about something with the rules. There are also plenty of men who dress up like women who don't identify as women. I mean, think of Hoover, right? There are plenty of men who have done this in the past. And the issue here now is it's kind of difficult to tell, honestly, for someone, a layman, to go, okay, this person is simply a cross-dresser, but this person is transgender, this person's transsexual, because most transgender individuals don't go through the bottom surgery. A lot of them don't go through the top surgery. They simply dress and identify as women. But it would be considered grossly offensive to imply that they are a cross-dresser or transvestite, which at one point was just sort of something that people did. So the issue here is really it's the elimination of gender lines, the elimination of this idea that men and women are fundamentally different. The idea that children do best, ideally, in a household with a mother and a father. And I want to be clear about this, too. I think, look, when you're talking about a group, transgender individuals, who have a 40-plus attempted suicide rate between 41 and 42, and it's about the same thing post-op, I do think that there needs to be compassion for these groups of people. Absolutely. Because no other group has an attempted suicide rate. American slaves didn't have a 41 to 42% attempted suicide rate, which tells me, again, I think some transgender individuals are treated horribly, and I would never do that. But they're not, as a whole, treated worse than American slaves, which may suggest there's something internally that we can help with. Because
absolutely. Stay right there. Steven Crowder's trying to help people. So am I. I'm not enemies with men that are confused, but there are predators posing as women, and the left is defending it. Why are they defending it? How do we stop this nightmare? Where is all this going? Straight ahead with Steven Crowder, who I don't hear saying hate. I hear him saying truth. And that's why they want to silence him, because they want to silence all of us. We'll be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta,
Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Gentlemen, it is the Alex Jones Show, and I'm really honored that you've joined us on this October 19th, 2021 transmission. We got Steven Crowder on, who is being mean to women. He's a bully. He gangs up on girls, and he did a piece criticizing biological men, women, in prisons getting other women pregnant. We know it. All it takes is two women to have a baby. And so you were finishing up with the fact that societally, what are we going to do about this? Because, yeah, other men that have a proclivity to feel like they're women, and some are hermaphroditic, and so, okay, you're a woman. Fine, I don't hate you. I'm not attacking you. That's my genuine feelings as well. But what are they going to do about all the predators that are basically in charge of their movement? This is going to cause quite an explosion. I think it already is.
Yeah, and there's, by the way, there's a big rift in the feminist movement. The Women's, I think, Liberation Front, Lear Keith, who I had on the show maybe 7 years ago because she was a former vegan, I believe, is at work with us. So there are feminists now who are reaching out and saying, you know what, I disagree with a lot of the things that you've said in the past, but I understand it. Look, you know, this is something that I think is important for people to note. Is it I'm sorry, it's the fault of suburban white women. I blame you. People don't understand this. When you talk about transgender individuals in sports, for example, okay, biological men going into women's sports, most women support it. Most men oppose it. Time and time again. Even though we don't have a dog in the fight. Now, the reason we oppose it is not because we hate transgender individuals. It's for the same reason that we don't want to see men beating up on women. It's quite that simple. So look, let's just look at it this way. Let's remove the label when we're talking about the bathroom situation of transgender, whatever it is. It's just, okay, let's say I'm a sexual predator, right, and I'm attracted to women. Let's just assume that for a second. And I could be a straight white male, or I could be a male to female transgender lesbian slash your guess is as good as mine. Let's not get too nerdy on the math here. What's the best way to remove opportunity of getting vulnerable women alone? Is making sure we protect some women-only spaces. That's it. That's all it is. And if you're pro-women, you have to understand where people are coming from with that. Let's stop calling the insinuation that having women-only spaces should all... So let's use the term no penis spaces. Is that okay? Can we use that? Can I say that? I know it's on radio. I can say penis, right? Because it's medically. No penis spaces. That's it. I am pro-everyone and pro... No penises in women's
free
only spaces.
Space. I mean, now the colleges have white free spaces where no whites are allowed to go, where people, you know, need these bathrooms. Can't women have no penis spaces? Like women have...
You would think so.
Women have gyms that are just for women. And I get that. So they can go be left alone and not have to worry how they look for men. And men have their own gyms. There's nothing wrong with that.
Actually, I haven't. The truth is, I don't think there are many... I don't think there are many male-only gyms. Those just are gay nightclubs. So, to be clear. It's very, very rare because I've looked for them. Because the truth is, now if you go to men and women, I actually think it's a good idea, like curves. I understand it because women feel vulnerable, right? They feel self-conscious. I'm actually pro curves, and sometimes I would like a male-only gym where it doesn't scare women if you drop a barbell. That's all. I think that it should go.
I totally agree. I mean, exactly. That's why guys go out to the deer camp so they can drink whiskey, chew tobacco, and cuss.
I do know three of those things, but I like to paint with watercolors, so I think I understand where you're coming from.
Exactly.
Yeah, we're both equally manly is my point, Alex. No, look, and this is the elimination of, to give you an example, you know, Dave Rubin is someone who I've had on my show. People know Dave Rubin is a gay sort of libertarian, and I spoke with him a long time ago about gay marriage. And he was very surprised because when I met Dave, I gave him a big hug, and I really do. He's just a really nice guy, and I do. I genuinely love Dave Rubin. I try and reflect the love that Christ has given to me because I don't deserve it.
And you're having a baby when he's 6 months pregnant, right?
Yes, and we plan on chest feeding, just to be clear. No Similac for us. I don't trust what they put in there, lead or
well,
something.
You saw Buttigieg and his husband in the bed in the maternity ward.
I know, and I just had twins, so believe me, I know. 2 months. Here's the best part. He took 2 months off, and no one even noticed. So that just tells you how useless most roles are in government. But here's the deal. What's funny to me, to go on down this path, okay, because Tucker Carlson said something about breastfeeding, and then he responded, snippily on CNN, saying, I guess Tucker hasn't heard of bottle feeding. No, wait. We wouldn't assume that all men bottle feed because you have told us that men can breastfeed, too. We just showed a video of that today on the show of transgender men breastfeeding. So this is the problem now is the left can't even agree to their own premises. Pete Buttigieg is trying to say, of course we know men can't breastfeed. Well, guess what? Vox and BuzzFeed and CNN and NBC say that some men can breastfeed.
And AOC says that cauliflower is racist because it's white. That's not a joke, by the way, folks. We missed that. Seriously, though, pulling back from
this. Did she actually say that?
Yeah, she said we shouldn't be growing at the inner city gardens cauliflower. That's a white food.
Well, she was looking at a cross-eyed, so she probably didn't know what she was talking
exactly.
about.
Exactly. And she also said the world's ending in 2030.
Yeah, well, look, here's the thing. AOC is an idiot, and I don't want to just use ad hominem, but read the Green New Deal. You can read it more quickly than the pamphlet they give you at Discount Tire, and I think you kind of understand everything you need to know. If she actually said that, this is the first I'm hearing about it. Cauliflower, you know what? Cauliflower is one of those things that should bridge all racial divides.
I love it with cheese sauce.
Also, Yes. Also heroin, by the way. Heroin is one thing that white people and black people do equally. You have certain drugs that are bigger in certain areas. Right? You had the crack epidemic, which was largely African-American.
Well, I thought of the cauliflowers. Remember a few years ago they were saying milk is racist because it's white. But pulling back from the Steven Crowder, let's get back to the transgenderism. I played for TV viewers, radio listeners obviously couldn't see it, the American Psycho or Psycho clip from Alfred Hitchcock of the man dressed up as the woman going around killing people. But what about even in Silence of the Lambs, where it's a transgender that's got the woman down in the pit trying to get her to put lotion on the skin? Why do we archetypally just think of a man dressed up as a woman as kind of a psycho? Because we've actually seen that in the real world. That's why art's imitating life. What do you think about that phenomenon?
I mean, I don't know about that phenomenon. I mean, I know that we've seen it in films, and obviously the trans community opposes it. But I also think that the reason why it's been portrayed that way, I will say historically, for example, let's just let people make their own judgments. I will say the reason why black people were portrayed a certain way may have been because of racism at these points in history. But I will say this. The reason why a lot of serial killers were portrayed that way or villains is because it's seen as abnormal. What do you mean? Atypical, against the norm, rare. That's why a man dressing up as a woman is rare and it was seen as abnormal. And there's a big push right now to not only make sure that that is seen as the exact same as a biological woman, but so is a man breastfeeding a child. And you know what? Science really does matter. When people say follow the science while we're talking about vaccines, for example, people say follow the science. But by that, what they mean is Fauci. And I don't want to get into that. I'm not a doctor. I think people have the right to make their own decisions. But what really does matter is they say follow the science. Okay, when it comes to the idea of men chest feeding, the term they use. How about you follow, are we going to follow the science here? Because if you do that, the child will die. Doesn't matter how you feel, you chest feed, you breastfeed, you're a man to a baby, the baby's going to die. That's the science. So at what point, just like with Fauci and AIDS, okay, people don't know this. You know, I'm sure your audience does, obviously, Alex, the right to try, this term that people talk about,
yes,
that came to popularity under Fauci with gay men who had AIDS. And, for example, there's Dallas Buyers Club where they wanted to be able to use off-label medication.
And Fauci blocked it and made them take AZT that killed them.
And they wanted the right to try things like basic immunosuppressants, anabolic steroids for wasting diseases, marijuana for appetite, right? And Fauci said no, AZT. And they said, we just want the right to try. So here's the deal. Back then, Fauci, and this is political correctness, wanted to make sure that he didn't hurt any gay men's feelings, right? He said there is no connection between the homosexual lifestyle and the outbreak of AIDS. He said 1 in 5 heterosexual couples would be affected by AIDS before 1995, I believe. So Fauci, in the name of science, wanted to avoid hurting gay men's feelings. I don't want more gay men to die. You guys determine who's the bad guy.
Well, you're absolutely right, but if you pull back with Fauci, it's worse than that. They knew there were all those treatments. That's why Magic Johnson, for taking AZT, felt sick, and he said, I'm done, he's still alive today. Everybody else who took the AZT that Fauci brought back, just like...
By the way, Magic Johnson, straight as an arrow.
Well, I'm not sure about that, but who knows? I mean, I know this. Black people can get HIV a lot easier than white people, according to studies, because of the receptor site.
Let's just move on, Alex. I will just that's the science, straight as an arrow.
Okay, we're going to go to break with Steven Crowder. One more little segment with him, and then he's literally going to a Bible study. And he's got an amazing wife and two great twins, and has one of the funniest shows in the world that I'm very, very envious of. I mean, seriously, if I was to do an hour and a half live 4 days a week, and it's really super funny because he hardly ever messes up like I just did, and it's live. That's pretty amazing. So I'm a big fan of the Steven Crowder Show. We'll be right back on the other side in 2 minutes.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
I am taping.